The Mexican muralist Diego Rivera was one of the most important artists of the 1930s. Early in his career, he had worked in Paris, but he returned to his homeland to support the Mexican Revolution, which began in 1910. In Mexico, Rivera abandoned the cubism he'd been experimenting with and moved toward a figurative style he believed could more effectively communicate and celebrate his national heritage. Here's the Art Institute's Sarah Kelly.
At this point, by 1936, he was very interested in an indigenous craft of Mexico, which gets played up in his murals, but as well in the easel paintings. And so here he's taken this well-known weaver, whose name was Luz Jimenez, and shown her in his studio weaving, and she's using a backstrap loom, which is very traditional way of weaving in Mexico at the time. You get this wonderful profile of her face and of her hair against the white wall behind, and then you have this dynamic line of her backstrap loom crossing across the entire composition. And then similar forms are picked up between the diagonals of the fabric and the diagonals of the yarn winder below, which are then contrasted with all of this sort of very soft folds of the fabric that she's actually wearing. It's this wonderful sort of solemn and dignified painting.